What's going on, people? This is your boy, Happity Hap. Welcome to the Happy Real Deal Talk Show. You know what I'm saying? Where we get real deal and we talk about it. Let's get it. So today we're going to talk about faith and God and motivation and self-healing of the body and soul and the mind and the brain. So look, first of all, God loves everybody out there. I love everybody. You know, we got to put faith back in our world. We got to put faith back in our people. We have to put faith back in everything so we can manage to self-heal ourselves so we can be better for ourselves and in our one life that we have. Everybody thinks that we're going to die and then we can regenerate another life or something. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So what we have to do is self-heal ourselves. Self-heal our brain, self-heal our thinking, self-heal the way we approach things or handle stuff, gets back self-control. We have to have the ability to do that for ourselves, because if we don't, how are we going to help our kids? How are we going to help our future be better people to make the world a better place? You know what I mean? So I think that by self-healing and waking up and putting faith and believing in our Father, like the world used to, I think if you did that, I think things would come back. Things would be better. I think things would get much better. The doors will open. The light will shine. The halo will come over your head. Do you know what I mean? But I'm being serious, people. It's time to wake up. It's time to self-heal our brains. It's time to self-heal our hearts. It's time to self-heal our souls. It's time to self-heal. Like I said before, it's time to put faith back into our lives. It's time to teach our kids about faith. Because one day they're going to be old and we're going to be dead. And if we don't teach them now, then they're going to grow up and never learn it. And when they do start to learn it, it's going to be harder for them. So let's teach our kids young. Let's teach them the positive stuff. Let's teach them about God. Let's teach them about everything that's good, that's going to help them survive in life, that's going to help them do their things, that's going to help them not have to self-medicate themselves to avoid pain, to avoid anger, to avoid situations. Let's show them how to medicate themselves with love, with compassion, with understanding, with listening. You know, doesn't that sound better? When you medicate yourself with natural stuff that a human's supposed to do, instead of not doing it. So this is my first show, people. I'm beginning. I thought I'd do a little episode. You know, check it out. I hope my ad comes in. But I also want to tell you guys, I want you guys to look up in the mirror. I want you to stand in the mirror. Because you could lie. You look. Any person could look another person in the eye. And if that person asks you something, and you look at that person in the eye, you could tell that person whatever. Right? Because that person is not living inside of you. That person is not inside your brain. It's not inside your heart. It's not inside your body. You know, he's not letting the blood, your blood run through his veins. Even though we all have the same blood running through our veins because we're from the same creator. But I'm saying we don't have the same blood. Feel me? Different mamas, different daddies, whatever. But at the same time, you could lie to them. You could tell them whatever they want to hear to leave, so they'll leave you alone. You could redirect them away from you, right? But if you look in the mirror, can you redirect yourself away from what you got to ask yourself? Can you redirect yourself from the right answer, the correct answer, or the truthful answer? Can you redirect yourself for being honest with you? Can you redirect yourself for loving you? Can you redirect yourself for caring for you? Can you redirect yourself for wanting to change for you? So this is what I want you to do, people. I'm going to let you go. You guys have a wonderful day. But I want you all to look in your mirror. With nobody around, just you in the mirror, no phone, no TV, no noise, you know, shut your door in the bedroom, kitchen, wherever you got a mirror at, in your house or your car, sit there in quietness and look in the mirror and say, when did I stop having faith? When did I stop believing in our Father? When did I stop believing in me? When did I stop loving me? When did I stop really trusting me? Ask yourself those questions, because I guarantee if you lie to yourself, then you know what you are. But I guarantee you can't lie to yourself. If you lie to yourself, you ain't true to yourself. But if you're true to yourself and you love yourself, you won't lie to yourself. Be true to yourself. Stay up. People, have a good, blessed day. And this is my saying This is stamped and is happy approved. Smile, we alive today. Thanks to God. Amen. Have a wonderful day. When are you guys going to motivate yourself? When are you going to motivate yourself to do better? When are you going to motivate yourself to be a better parent if you're already not? When are you going to motivate yourself to stop doing what that ain't making you happy and do something that's going to make you happy? You know what I mean, people? I got to jump back out here real quick and just put that in your ear. I forgot to talk about motivation. You got to be positive with yourself. Before you go to bed every night, you need to think about something positive for the next day, what you're going to do. So it'd be mindset, stuck in the brain, and ready to go in the morning. Locked and loaded. Clock, clock. You feel me? That's how we're going to get it. That's how we're going to get it, people. We're going to get it like that. You have to get it like that. You have to think ahead. Because if you wait till the last minute, then man, you might miss a lot of stuff. A lot of knowledge, a lot of information, a lot of stuff, you know? So I thought I'd just do that in there. Be motivated. Motivate yourself. And if you need help motivating, they got apps, they got things. Or you can listen to me, I'll motivate you. Come on, people, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. We gotta get it, we gotta get it, we gotta get it. Well, why? We have only one life to live. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get up, get up, get up. Let's get it. Motivation. So, motivate, stay focused. Mindset, stay focused. Stress level, let down. Life, stay focused. Happiness, stay focused. Positive, stay focused. And everything should be good. Have a good day and be positive about how you think and how you speak. Be motivated about what you do in your life. Be self-healing and retraining your brain and your heart and your soul and to be compassion, humble, and love. And have faith and believe in our Father. Because our Father is here. So if you listen, He will answer. And yeah, one more thing. Stop doing stuff you don't like doing that ain't making you happy and do stuff that makes you happy. It's your only life. Motivation right there, baby. Boom. All right, people, have a good day.